Okay. We're actually sort of went over the allotted time for this agenda item. I don't mind continuing if people would like to do that, but it will cut into the time we have for the rest of the agenda. So what is the consensus of the group here? Or do you feel we're sort of done with this for now?
Jan Goodman.
Jan?
This is a important and interesting conversation, but I think we should move on to the other topics because our time is so limited.
Okay.
Okay, so who should I send that summary to? Which email?
You can send it to me.
PNB at, the whole PNB at Pacific.
Yeah, we could certainly do that. But send it to me first, and then I'll distribute it to the committee email list, and then we can send it on to the entire board.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Okay. So this is certainly not going to be the end of the discussion. It's just the beginning. But we do have other items that we need to address, as Jan pointed out. So thank you, Berto.
All right. Thank you. Okay. Bye bye.
Okay. All right, so moving on, I wanted to get back to the discussion we began last week on the goals and directions of Pacifica that we started discussing, and I was hoping we'd have some ideas about the top five items that we can refer to the full national board. So who would like to begin that discussion?
I wouldn't mind.
Go ahead, Carol. Hello?
Oh, I'm sorry. I sent something out that I banged out before the meeting started, as we were carrying boxes in and out. But What I I'm getting a feedback. It's like I'm hearing myself in somebody else's phone.
Could everybody mute yourself if you're not actually speaking? Thank you.
First, I apologize for the size of the font that I sent my stuff out of. That was an accident. But I think that we need, I'll just summarize real quick. I think we need drastic bylaw changes. But in order to do that, I think we need to have a discussion about how we see ourselves operating. Because we're such a mix between being centralized and decentralized that I think that's one of the reasons we're in trouble, because there's no authority, national authority to operate, and there's no accountability locally, so that the stations have the ability to spend money and do things and have their own programming, which is not to say that I think a centralized plan would take away all the authority for local programming, because I think local programming is very important, and just as arts programming and culture programming and so forth. So we need to, in order to do the governance, we have to have a discussion about how we see the organization. I think that we need an in-person national board meeting, and I think we have to somehow get a grant from somebody to have such a thing, and we need it professionally facilitated, where we have comprehensive discussions about our finances, each station, take a look at each station and the health or areas of strength and weaknesses, and also the national requirements, and really put our heads around them in order to really address the money issues. And I think we need to have the delegate elections. KPFA is in a position where we're now getting to a point where we're having people on the list that we are mandated to use that have almost no votes. Terry Goodman told me at one point that there are people on that list who have one vote, their own vote. And that's no way to have directors elected by people who really do not represent the membership. And the situation nationally has developed so much, and I think that we've taken such great strides in understanding and facing what our situation is, and have brought to some degree discussions to the membership so that they're more informed, and I think the elections are very important. By the way, I think that Mansoor's term about custodians, that we're custodians, is a great term. I have my national monthly magazine show that I think we should be doing, and I think that it should be something that we attempt to break out by having a story in both social media and but also hard media like The Nation or The New Yorker or something about what we're doing and kind of our breakthrough that we have survived a big crisis and that we're now trying to do major changes, and that kind of show in terms of what Tom said about our promoting our own shows is the best kinds of marketing that we can do. And I have some discussion there about what I see that is, like really big names, big people, big discussions, so that it becomes a show that people around the country feel that, boy, did you hear that conversation? You got to listen to these shows. They're just so fascinating and important. We've got to get that kind of vitality going. And then I think that, I just wrote something down and I lost my piece of paper. I think that we need maybe an affiliates council to really bring in or some sort of affiliate something or other. Or I know there are national radio and media shows, and maybe we should have some plan at one of them to really have a council of all of our affiliates that turn up to one of those things where we have a discussion about how to be more useful to them and have them be more useful to us. I think they're one of our most important assets. We have not only a station in the nation's capital and the capital of capital, in the oil and gas capital, in the entertainment capital, and in the tech capital in the United States, but to crisscross across the country the way we can and do and could more effectively is just tremendous, and I think we should be paying more attention. Thank you for your
Janet to the stack.
Okay. Go ahead, Janet.
Okay, so we have been having a kind of an exchange online about different ideas. Joseph, I think, is going to go after me, and I'd like him to talk about his ideas, and I kind of piggybacked onto them. But my main, I'll just say a few of my issues that I think we need to look at are systems upgrades and redesign and transparency. But what's most important to me is Pacifica is still in crisis mode. I mean, we had this whole long, many months, almost a year, exchange and troubleshooting and coming up with solutions to deal with Empire State. And we finally did come up with some kind of and worked that out. But it's not all worked out, and we can't just have business as usual. We're talking about doing some new kinds of things to change things, which will help. But we need to have a repayment plan for this loan that we have. And if we don't do that, we'll be out of business in 3 years. So I have a motion. I sent it to you all, and I'm going to make it now, and I'd like discussed. I'll read it. I changed it from the original. The Strategic Planning Committee recommends that the PNB direct that Pacifica Management establish an escrow account with two Pacifica administrators be assigned. During the initial 18 months when FJC interest payments are being made from the FJC reserve account, stations are to immediately begin setting aside $100,000 a month total for all five stations, with some kind of formula, with a formula for each station similar to central services. Of their set aside this amount of their fundraising revenue to be transferred into the escrow account. And in 18 months, there would be $1,800,000 in that account to be used for FJC debt servicing after the initial 18 months are over. No extensions to this revenue stream will be given without the agreement of the IED, the CFO, and the PNB. So I'd like to
Do you want to motivate that motion, Janet?
Or? Well, I thought of it as just, you know, we have to do something right away. We can't wait and talk about other kinds of great projects. The Pacifica membership and people outside Pacifica are wanting us to do something, not just talk. We can't, you know, ideas are one thing, but there has to be something concrete and around this debt. And so this is an idea that I can't see why this kind of thing can't work. I mean, this is not a perfect motion, but I want to start this going, and I hope that Pacifica can be responsible to pay back this debt.
Okay, I think I heard Jan.
Jan.
Go ahead, Jan.
Well, I think it's a very nice idea, but I the problem is, and Janet explained to me in a little email exchange, you know, that this would come off of the top of, you know, of their money. But the problem is, if there's not enough money to pay staff, you got to pay staff first, for instance, and then, you know, then there's not enough money. And then you have, you know, you've now not done what we said you should do, and the problem that I see is, you know, what happens if you don't do it? And my strong my knowledge is that when you make orders that you can't enforce, it's just it's worse than a waste of time, because then people ignore them, they don't do what it is. It's a waste of time. We could set goals, we could say this is what we want to do, but and in addition, you know, it may be that we need that money, that the money could be better used to promote our stations rather than putting it away. And so I think that we might want to say that, you know, this is our desire, but I think it comes back to the fact that we need, this is the kind of thing that is what is called micromanaging. And you know, I don't know what the best way to do this is. I certainly like the idea of saying this is our goal to do this. We want to do this. But if I were to be told by Tom or by our new ED that our money, you know, is better spent today by doing, you know, putting up billboards or doing this or that or the other, then, you know, I would have to go with that because I just don't know. And so I would really oppose saying, making this an order. I would approve of saying that, you know, this is a goal. But I wouldn't want to hamstring us to something that is probably unrealistic and uninformed.
Anybody? Okay. Other comments?
Joseph,
go ahead.
Well, I'm also kind of against it for this reason. If we're putting money in the bank right now, it sounds good, but the trouble is it's money that could be used for, again, something like marketing that would be increasing our overall revenue over the next 18 months to make us able to make the payments later. If we have done nothing except have some money in the bank, at that point, we're still basically in the same situation. I do disagree. I don't think it's micromanaging at all. I think one of the failures of the PNB over the years, this is the kind of decision we need to decide. We need to decide that we're going to have a serious marketing campaign or we're going to be seriously putting in a fund away or something. And because every time an executive director or a general manager does something like that, somebody attacks them and then everybody throws them under the bus. And that's one of the reasons, again, why we don't function. So I agree that this is the kind of thinking and issues we need to be looking at. We need to give the executive director some good direction. But we do need to look at these things ourselves, make some decisions on good information, like Tom said earlier, do some research, find out, considering what our membership levels and populations are, find out what the likely return on some marketing would be. And that's something he can be doing now. I would like to see that happen. So I do disagree with her motion, but I think it is something we need to be talking about. So thank you.
Okay, let me put in my two cents on this. I think that at some point we certainly want to consider an escrow account to pay off the loan, but I don't think we're there yet because, first of all, we have to see how much we can increase revenue and what initiatives we can undertake in order to make that happen. And furthermore, we also need some idea of how much money we have to put away. We don't really know because we don't know if, number one, if our goal is to pay off the loan in full in 18 months, something I would support if it were possible, and I'm not sure it is possible. Number two, we don't know yet how much of a revenue increase we can expect. Of course, we don't know it because we haven't started to do anything to make that happen at this point. So, and I don't like the idea of mandating targets that we have no way to know how they could be implemented. And we've had a history of this. We've had countless CFOs and EDs telling the station that you must make your monthly payments to the national office. You must do this, you must do that. And some stations can and some stations can't. And some stations can some of the time and can't on other times. And it's not that people don't want to do this, but we have to be able to implement some
some mechanisms for generating the revenue to make that happen. And without giving our managers any idea or allowing them to give us their ideas on how that could happen, it becomes sort of like a hollow injunction. And I don't want to see this PNB pass a whole bunch of hollow injunctions that are really going to be kind of meaningless. I want some, when we do pass something, I want there to be some realistic goals and expectations involved in it.
Carol for the staff.
That's my two cents on that. Go ahead, Carol.
I'm against it because I think it ties our hands in terms of doing the audit, some of the other issues, because the way apparently Janet characterized it to Jan in their private email is that it would come off the top. And I have a question about whether or not Jan, if something like this was passed, if Janet felt, given her deep and widespread authority on finances, that she could go into a station and take it.
Take it and do what with it?
That's a question. I mean, if it's it could be a hollow thing, but it could be something that Janet, because she has the authority to go into any bank account, could say, we passed that and it's due and I'm going to take it. Did you have that sense, Janet?
Alex, should I respond?
Yeah, if you feel like responding, go ahead.
Well, I mean, I'm not a dictator or neither, you know, I'm not the only one who would have or who has this authority, and it's not, that's not how it should work. It should be that it be done by stations.
No, but I'm saying that if the motion was passed by the PNB that said that this comes off the top and must be done, and there was money in the account, would you feel able to go into an account and take it?
Well, I would think that the PNB would be directing how that would be enforced, not and it wouldn't be just anybody deciding, anybody who has the ability to do it, but that would maybe needs to be part of such a motion, how it would be enforced.
Yeah, I think it goes without saying that the our secretary would not be going into an account unless she was specifically told to by the PNB, so let's not even go there. Or the, you know, I mean, we all
recognize and it wouldn't be, and you know, why just me? You know, there are other people who have the authority. Why direct this just at me?
Well, you made the motion, and I think that you and Sam will be gone, and actually Sam doesn't have as much authority as you're doing. I mean, he hasn't made he's not a signer to the KPFA account, for example, and Tom. So I think there's just, there after Sam's gone, it'll just be you and Tom, and so I just wondered what your intention was.
I kind of think this line of questioning is getting verging on being improper, Carol, if you don't mind.
It's not relevant. Let's move on.
No. Let's move on and stick to the issues and not get personal, please.
So, Jan here.
Go ahead, Jan.
For sure.
I would like to, it seems to me that the sense of the body is that certainly we wouldn't want it to make this even more than advisory. So I would like to move to either take a vote on this and then go to the other motion.
All right. Is there anybody else who wants to say anything on this particular motion?
Although I like the idea of, like, you know, starting to put money away. I'm not opposed to that, and I like the idea of it.
This is Tom.
Tom, go ahead.
Yeah, I just, it seems like a motion like this would be something I would need to abstain from. As we have the email exchange about this today, I think the question of balancing the need for urgency and the need to, sort of be thorough in our work. I would say that WBAI would be case study and where would they come up with an extra $20,000? They have to start paying the rent on the Empire State Building. They have to start paying their central services fee money, and then whatever this amount would be on the top of that. I think just for a point of fact, my understanding is that the interest is about $25,000 a month, just for a number. At any rate, this just seems premature to me that doing some more analysis, and there may be a time when the board would want to do this and say, this is what you're going to do.
Janet,
there's also just another thing. There's also some unknown factors that make it really kind of impossible to estimate how much money should be set aside. One of the big unknown factors is if we are going to be able to restore CPB funding. And the second one is if we are able to restore it, when that can take place. That would be a major boost in our revenue right there and our ability to pay back the loan if that could happen. But it's at this point unknown whether and when that may happen. Janet, go ahead.
Yeah. So I agree about, you know, WBAI being in a not great position right now, and that's why I included a formula. I wasn't specific, but I think that something, maybe this can be advisory. I'm going to vote for it, but, you know, it's going to be voted down, I'm sure. But we do, I'm hearing a lot of talking about spending money on this thing, that thing, on elections, on marketing, on whatever. That would just bring us into more debt than we already are. So it's like we shouldn't be talking about spending money. We should be talking about reducing our spending or finding some other ways of doing what we need to do without spending money. And we should be saving, putting money away to pay back this loan because a CPB grant would not pay the whole thing back. And, I mean, that's a big if. And we're facing a huge, debt is huge. I'll stop.
Okay. Can we go to a vote on this? I think we've sort of exhausted the topic for now. Janet, would you be good enough to take the vote on this?
Okay. Joseph?
No.
No. Jan?
No.
No. Janet? Yes. Tom Livingston?
Abstain.
Abstain. Mansoor? Is Mansoor on the call still? Can't hear you. Alex? Alex, can you hear me?
I'm going to abstain, although I would vote no, but I'm just going to abstain at this point.
Abstain. Carol?
No.
No. So this fails. Chair, there's one moment. One yes, one, two, three no's and two abstentions.
And one yes.
Yes, I said that. One yes, three no's, and two abstentions.
Okay. I think there are some other motions that we want to get to. I think let's give Joseph a chance. He had some motion, I think, right?
No, I was just sending in my top five. Go ahead and go to Janet's next motion if you'd like.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Janet.
Okay, one moment. Where is that? I lost. One moment, let me find it. Can I find it? Oh, here it is. Okay. The Strategic Planning Committee recommends that the PNB, or I'm sorry, this is related to centralizing finances. And this is something that Joseph had raised as one of his points. The Strategic Planning Committee recommends that the PNB direct the CFO and IED to begin to immediately implement centralization of finances. Given that the B of A has a special unit for nonprofits and a long-standing relationship with Pacifica's national office, B of A shall be Pacifica's primary bank. Units that don't have a relationship with B of A shall establish one by opening at least one account. B of A can also help reduce Pacifica's credit card charges, and thus units shall migrate their non-B of A credit card relationships to B of A as well.
Point of information, Joseph.
Go ahead, Joseph. What is your point of information? Well, let me just ask, are you finished stating the motion, Janet?
Yes.
Okay, you can go back to motivating it in a second. Let me just hear Joseph's point of information.
Well, it's a question for Tom in regards to the motion, because since there are some specifics in the motion about how it would be done, I assume that since he would be the person directing this kind of activity, some of the specifics didn't quite work out, it was just something he'd simply report back to us. Can you tell us what you think, Tom?
Yeah, the idea of centralization sounds right to me, and the you know, this is a pretty specific motion. You know, I think as Janet had pointed out, the PNB had passed a motion like this a couple of years ago. I guess I don't have a real opinion about it. It sounds very specific. I think what's important is that if something like this happens, that it be a realistic plan, that there be some sequencing, that we have two of our stations are without a business manager, a WBAI and WPFW, and moving to a process like this could actually benefit the stations. I think it needs to be an evolved. I think it would be useful if it's an evolved plan.
Janet, do you want to get back and motivate your motion?
Well, it kind of speaks for itself, I think, and centralizing financing. There's a lot of time and cost to the lack of having centralized financing, this could be the beginning of integrating other aspects, centralizing other aspects like our the accounting system and the membership system and all that, but starting with banking. We should start somewhere.
Carol for the stack.
Dan Goodman, I was in the stack, I think.
Okay. Carol, then Jan.
I said Jan immediately.
Jan.
May I go?
I thought Carol was on the stack first.
Go ahead, Jan. That's fine.
Okay. I guess I would like to amend the motion to change the directing us to that it has to be at the Bank of America, to say that Bank of America should be considered because we have a relationship. I don't think, and that's my only change, because I don't think that we should be mandating which bank it may be, that that there are other banks. Mark Hand may know of banks. There may be credit unions. There may be many other institutions which may work better. So I don't want to tie the hands of the people who are actually going to be doing this to say that it must be the Bank of America. So I'd like to just change it that we suggest that Bank of America be considered. And not even saying that we recommend it, because I think it should be considered, but there are lots of other banks in the world that may have, you know, better rates, may give us free accounts, may, you know, waive charges. There's all kinds of possibilities.
Janet?
Okay. Am I next?
Carol? Joseph?
Okay.
Go ahead.
Okay. I would go farther than Jan. I mean, I would, if it's a motion, the first sentence is the entire motion, I'd be for it, I guess. I don't know what it means, actually. And, you know, I'm not the money person. And so I don't know what it would mean to, you know, I know that KPFA has an established relationship with a small local bank that, you know, we've supported this local bank, et cetera, and they know us, et cetera. But I'm sure centralizing finances is in some sense important, but I don't know what it means. Maybe somebody could tell me what we're talking about. I mean, does it mean we'll have one big bank account that everybody... I don't... Okay, I said I don't know what it means.
okay, I think, Joseph, you're next.
All right, thank you. No, I think it's a good motion, and I admit that maybe Bank of America isn't the best place in the world, but one thing that we're horrible at is allowing the perfect to kill the good. If we can spend 6 months and $1 million researching and wasting all of Tom's time trying to find the best bank in the world that'll give us a cup of tea with every banknote or something, I don't know. But what we need to do now is act quickly. And it doesn't matter if they're perfect. It doesn't matter if they're – as long as it's a good, reasonable agreement, we are dying right now because of our horrible finances. We've got two stations that don't even have business managers. We desperately need to centralize, and that's going to be a dramatic improvement to our organization, far in excess of any value to be gained from wasting time looking for something – better bank. The good thing about going with a big bank as well, it's probably going to be there for a while. So I think that it's a very good idea, and I support it. Thank you.
Chair, point of information or point of order, or it's Janet.
What is your point of order, Janet?
So I made a motion, and Jan proposed an amendment.
I'm writing it up.
Shouldn't we be discussing the amendment?
Um, We haven't seen it, but I guess so. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Just send it within a minute.
Let me give you my thoughts on this, both the amendment and the whole idea. I think as a policy goal, it's fine. We do want to move toward centralizing our finances. And Carol, to answer your question, I think what it means is that we would have one finance office for the network. We don't necessarily need to have business managers and accounting staff at every single station. So that we could consolidate and save money that way. However, I think the implementation of this goal should be left to our management. I don't feel I'm in a position to decide which is the best bank and how we can go about doing this. I think that's something our executive director and our CFO and in consultation with the station managers and the business managers should be able to figure out and report back to us on what steps to implement that as a policy. That would be
Carol for the staff again.
That would be my feeling about this. Carol, go ahead.
Well, I like what you just said, one. But two, let me ask if are we saying that the local stations wouldn't have authority to write checks or, decide how many staff people they have? Or is it that kind of centralization? Or I'm for I think I want to understand the implications of what we're saying. And I think there might be, we are one, legally, we're one financial organization. And that's why we're all responsible for each other's debts. And that's why, there's no accountability because, anyway, I guess what I support is your position, Alex, that let's let the management figure out what we're meaning and what we need to do and what the steps are and the stages.
And by the way, let me just point out.
I'd like to, this is Muskila, I'd like to speak to this as well, please. Amendment out for everybody.
I just wanted to add something here because as a policy goal, this is nothing new. We've been told that this is the way to go by our auditors since I was first on the PNB back in 2009. So this is not a new idea. It's never gotten very far as its implementation. I would really like to see it implemented, but it's not a new idea at all. Now I think Muskila, you wanted to say something.
Yes, I do.
And then Janet, thank you.
Yeah, at some point, someone had our checkbook in the central office, and checks were written on our on money that was for a specific purpose, restricted funds, and those monies have gone to other stations to help out. Pay with their payments on whatever was happening. And so as a result, our restricted funds were not used for why we got them. They were used around the network. And I don't know whether or not how we deal with that, but I don't like that idea at this point, not the way it was handled previously. So I think that we have to come up with a fair an equitable way to handle that situation because I don't agree with just doing it. But we have to come up with guidelines, rules, and those guidelines, rules must be followed. Must be followed. Thank you.
Before we go on, we're actually out of time. Can I have a motion to extend the meeting for 15 minutes?
So moved.
So moved.
Are there any objections? Okay. Who was next?
Janet.
Joseph, please.
Okay, Janet, then Joseph.
Okay, one of the reasons to have centralized financing when it comes to banking is to know how much money we have. I don't think we do. I mean, we can know right now how much money the different stations have or whatever. I mean, this would be a way to know, and it's important to know. But I would like Jan to read her amendment, and I support it. So can she do that?
Is your amendment ready, Jan?
I sent it to everyone.
All right. Can you read it?
I will read it. The Strategic Planning Committee recommends that the PNB direct the CFO and IED to begin to immediately implement centralization of finances. Given that the B of A has a special unit for nonprofits and a longstanding relationship with Pacifica's national office, B of A shall be considered when choosing Pacifica's primary bank or other financial institution, parenthesis, hereafter, bank. Units that don't have a relationship with the chosen bank shall establish one by opening at least one account. Such a bank should help reduce Pacifica's credit card charges, and thus units shall migrate their credit card relationships to the new bank as well. And so that's the end of the resolution. And the reason I said financial institution, and you know, because it might be a credit union, it might be some other, you know, might be a stock account, who knows what. I just didn't want to limit us to only be considering banks.
Point of information.
Yes.
Which is maybe.
Oh. What is your point of information?
I don't know if it's to Jan or to Janet or both. In passing this, are we making this, we're recommending this to the PNB, of course, but would we see this as a priority of the IED immediately? Because I think that right now the audits and some the pension stuff, and there's so many priorities. I just wouldn't want to call Tom on the carpet if he didn't do this in the next 30 days or something. That's all. Do you guys agree with that?
I would agree with it, but I think that what we should do is, you know, maybe we should ask for a timeline. Maybe we should ask Tom what he thinks about it as amended. And I think ultimately, as Janet believes, ultimately this will help us in terms of our accounting, because we'll be able to have one institution that the CFO can look at all their bank accounts, you know, easier, and also the CEO. You know, it might take a little while to figure out what bank and, you know, get everybody to sign up and all that kind of thing. So, Alex, is it okay if we ask Tom what he thinks about the timeline and thinks about the resolution as amended?
Yeah, and you can ask Tom. Tom, do you want to?
Tom, what do you think?
Yeah, the you know, so my central concern is that we have no financial, you know, our financial capacity is about to take a hit, and we have huge financial issues that we have to deal with. So could the finance office that we have now handle taking over all the finances for all the stations? Absolutely not. I think the goal is a good one. I think the first thing we have to do is one of the things that Sam has offered is a staffing that would actually significantly increase the size of our finance function. It's, you know, we have to answer the question of whether we can afford that. And his main goal was for us to be able to get through the, you know, just getting the audits done, getting the issue with the pensions resolved, and, you know, hopefully getting us to where we can actually apply for CPB funding in their next round, which I believe is next March. So to say that we should centralize all of our finances, I think to answer Carol's question, the money would go to the central office. The stations would not have local check accounts. You could build a plan that would sequence that, and for each station there would be a budget, and the manager would say, you know, it's time to hire a person, and the money would be authorized from the central office. I think the story that Maskila said is really, you know, restricted funding needs to be spent on restricted items. If there's money that's designated for a particular project, I mean, that's just unacceptable in any kind of a setting. So I think the design is really important. I think sequencing it, I think saying we need this in 90 days or whatever, it's almost as unrealistic as saying let's start putting away $100,000 a month. Again, I'll abstain from this. I think the idea is really good. I think we should look immediately at WBAI and see if we can get the process going that way. I think doing it a station at a time, that implementation plan will be pretty important and see what, you know, how quickly we're able to do it.
Carol for the staff.
Let me speak about this. I really think this it's a worthy policy goal, but I don't think this is ready for any kind of vote. I would offer a motion to postpone consideration of this until a future meeting. I think we do have some other priorities that we should get to, and when I proposed coming up with top five, my intention was that we'd turn that into actual motions. I think an obvious candidate for the top five is getting the audits done. And another one would be trying to restore CPB funding. And we do have, as Tom mentioned, an immediate need to replace our CFO. And all of these things are sort of tied together. So I think those are like three different items that really must have a really high priority. So I would make a motion at this point to postpone consideration of both of the amended motion and the initial motion.
Second.
Janet,
go ahead.
Well, just that there's no timetable. It doesn't say by when. It's just it says that this should be done.
Immediately. So
it's not. I don't think it says immediately.
Joseph?
And Carol, back. If we're going to, are we talking about the motion to postpone or table, or are we talking about the substance of?
Right now, we're talking about the motion to postpone.
Okay. As far as postponing goes, I don't think we should, because that's exactly what we've been doing all along, and that we fail very miserably doing that. There is, as Janet pointed out, there's no timeline in the motion. What I would like to see is for the executive director to simply start integrating this into the work that's going on, and this would be an objective he can work on and give us reports as he makes progress, as it makes the most sense with all the other ongoing things, audits and the loans and everything we have going on. That's fine, but we need to start actually working on this. And the thing is, this is the kind of thing that could be integrated into correcting our finances, getting the audit straightened out, and we could actually save some of our work, make it more efficient. So that's why I think that we should not delay this. Let's go ahead and get this into the ED's hands and let him let us know how it can progress. Thank you.
Okay. Does anybody have
Robert's rules in front of them, I forget, is a motion to postpone debatable or not?
It is.
It is, okay.
Carol, for the
back. Anybody else want to weigh in on this? Carol, go ahead.
I think that there are implications, given what Tom outlined as his understanding of this kind of centralization, that are wide and deep. That is, that there would be no checkbook at any station. That means that the staffing decisions are being centralized through this motion. That so I think that making a motion that seems to be simple is not so simple, and also that making the point that not only is there not enough staff to do the things that without this motion that we have to do the audits, dealing with the threats that under the our hacking of our system, and you know, we don't have the staff to do this. So I'm for postponing.
By the way, folks, I think we're out of time again. Can we have a motion to extend for another 15 minutes?
So moved.
Jan Goodman, so moved.
Any objections? Okay. Is there any further debate on this, or can we move to a vote?
I would like to add one more.
Go ahead, Jan.
One more item, and that is that. Again, I think this is a good idea, and I'm grateful to have it put out there, but I think that it would be a wise idea to go back, for Janet to go back, and maybe in talking with other people, that we could revise this motion so that it takes into account all of the discussion that Tom brought forward, so that, or even to say, even if only to say that this is a goal and it's not expected to happen immediately, because we don't want to be in the position that, you know, somebody says, well, we made that motion 2 years ago and nothing happened. I think that fleshing it out a bit more, or even putting into it that it was, you know, some kind of a framework that people could actually refer to. So I'm in favor of postponing it, but not because I want to just shove it somewhere and not look at it, but in order to actually make it more workable.
Janet, point of order.
What is your point of order, Janet?
Well, I believe that when you postpone a motion, you're supposed to postpone it to some specific time or based on something happening. And so just moving to postpone is not enough. So what Jan was saying, can that be added? Like postponing to the next meeting after more specifics are included, or something like that.
Carol, for the staff.
That's fine with me. If you guys wanna work on this and refine the motion for the next meeting, you could reintroduce it then. I'd like
Jan. Can I ask Jan if she would be willing to work on that with me?
Absolutely. Yes. And so why don't we say postpone until a more refined version of the motion can be brought back to this body?
No object.
What was that?
I just object. We need a firm timeline. Work on it, but don't just say forever or nebulous.
Postpone till the next meeting, okay?
That's fine.
Can we go to a vote on the motion to postpone? And Janet, could you take the vote?
Why don't you see if anybody anybody objects to postponing it at this point?
Does anybody object? Good point. Does anybody object?
Well, Joseph does. Maybe it's just me.
Okay. To the next meeting, Joseph? Postponing to the next meeting?
I object to the postponement, yes.
Okay, let's go to a vote.
Okay, Joseph?
No.
No. Jan?
Yes.
Yes. Janet, abstain. Tom?
Abstain.
Abstain. Alex?
Yes, postpone.
Yes. Carol?
No.
No. Carol, no, you do not want to postpone? Carol? Somebody dropped off. Okay, so I have two yeses, two noes, and two abstentions.
Okay, then the motion to postpone does not pass. Then we go, I think we need to go to a vote on Jan's amendment first.
No objection.
Let's go to a vote on Jan's amendment. Janet, could you take the vote on that?
One second. By the way, I've been taking notes. I don't know if anybody
I am back.
Has,
I'm sorry.
The motion to postpone failed, so now we're going to a vote on the on Jan's amendment to the main motion.
And so what I was saying is I've been taking notes, and that's why I say one moment, because I think what I've been doing can be used as minutes for this meeting. But
I was going to ask about that.
Okay.
But I'm going to have to do it myself, but I'll be glad to defer.
Well, I mean, you can use this and what I'll send it to you.
I have not been able to take notes. I thought I'd have to just listen to the audio and figure it out from that. But if you've taken notes, that's great.
Right, and I'll send it to you. Okay.
Okay.
Shall I go ahead?
Go ahead. This is on Jan's amendment.
Right. Joseph.
Yes.
Yes. Jan.
Yes.
Yes. Janet. Yes. Tom.
Abstain.
Abstain. Alex?
No.
No. Carol?
No.
No. So I have three yeses, two noes, and one abstention. So this is approved.
So now we have to vote on the motion.
Well, we have to vote on the motion as amended now.
Oh.
Okay. Take the vote again.
One moment. Okay. Joseph.
Yes.
Yes. Jan.
No.
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 Janet. Janet, yes. Tom?
Abstain.
Abstain. Alex?
No.
No. Carol?
No.
Okay, I have two yeses, three noes, one abstention. This fails.
Janet, may I speak?
Hello?
And for the stack, may I speak?
We need to go to the next order of business.
This is related to this order of business.
We only have like 5 minutes left. Go ahead.
I just wanted to tell Janet that I would be willing to work with you, and try to make this motion something workable.
So we could bring another motion.
Yeah.
this failed, we can bring another motion. Okay.
You're always free to reintroduce a motion. There's no rule against you can bring back a motion that failed if you think something has changed that it might pass in the future in some amended form, or even if it's not amended. Okay, well, we really are pretty much almost out of time, but does anybody want to say something about their top five? I don't think we have time to seriously consider motions, unfortunately. I already said a little bit about that. Does anybody else want to say anything?
I think with our time we should just adjourn.
Second.
I'm a little disappointed that we didn't get to pass a motion on any of the top five priorities. I hope we let's set a goal that we do that at our next meeting, folks. and we can certainly discuss a lot of these issues by email until the next meeting.
Alex, I have a question.
Yes.
Point of information. Did we have a target when we wanted to make a report? I mean, because I'm kind of in favor of us coming up with something comprehensive rather than piecemeal motions. That's my inclination. Did we decide on a target for coming up with a report?
We have not. You're free to make a suggestion on that.
Well, I'm not ready to, but I wondered if we had.
Okay. Well,
I mean, maybe the end of May or the middle of June. I don't know what's right because we have to act, but I want us to be able to really think before we act, so I don't know. June 5th, that's my birthday, so how's that?
That sounds good. Anyway, our next meeting will be May 14th, I believe.
Okay.
I think we had a good and fruitful discussion. I am a little disappointed that we didn't get a motion out of it, but that's the way it goes sometimes.
Don't be disappointed. We'll have a report. We don't need a motion.
Okay. All right. So do we have a motion to adjourn?
So moved, Jan Goodman.
Second.
Okay. Any objections? Okay. Good night, everybody.
Good night. Good night. Thank you, Alex.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Everybody, bye.
Well, I wasn't too painful.